الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، مباركا عليه كما يحب ربنا ويرضى جل جلاله وعم نواله. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: الله نور السماوات والأرض. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders, respected brothers, and all those who are listening at home, the verse which I've just recited, Allahu Nuru Samawati Wal Ard. Let us ponder over this for a few moments. This is one very popular verse of the Holy Quran, and the meanings and the explanation, the commentary which is contained within this verse, it's very encompassing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah is the nur of the samawat and the ard. The samawat, the heavens, sometimes referred to as skies, and the earth. Allah is the nur. There are a number of meanings given on the exact meaning of this verse or this portion of the verse. However, throughout the whole verse, I will only take what is normally popularly mentioned. Some of the mufassirin, some of the exegetes of the Quran have been led to say that it means Allahu munawwiru samawati wal ard. Allah is the illuminator of the heavens and the earth. And let us face the reality. Let's look around us. Without light, we wouldn't be able to do much. Whether it be the natural light that comes from the sun 93 million miles away, or whether it comes from the artificial lightings that we have, they'll come on as soon as Maghrib time comes in. All of this light is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only in this world, but in the heavens as well. For the angels and the inhabitants of the heavens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has created the nur, who has created the light, and who provides the light day in and day out. Without this light, we wouldn't be able to see. We wouldn't be able to function. We wouldn't be able to tell difference between as simple things as different colors. This nur of Allah, we have taken it for granted. But this nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what is being provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everybody. Now this is a nur which is encompassing of all the inhabitants of the heavens, the angels, and also the inhabitants of the world, the human beings. And not only the human beings, but all the animals. And not only just Muslims, but non-Muslims as well. Whether a person is a disbeliever of Allah, whether a person is a rejecter in the faith of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is providing them light. But we as Muslims need to go beyond this light. And this is not the only light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. This is no special light for the Muslims. This is a light which is encompassing of all, which is provided for all, whether the person disbelieves in Allah or not. There is another light. There is a special light which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to those who make place of it in their hearts. And this is what we will be speaking about today. And I want everybody to keep focused on the speech, on the lecture, because it is a bit complicated. And we want to go away today with something. From every lecture we need to sit and we need to find points which we could take home with us and then implement into our lives. This is what will change this ummah. This is what will change the stagnance that people may observe in the state of the ummah today. Because mashallah, many pearls of wisdom are being spread around by every speaker. They are speaking to us about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said and about what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. These are not the words of just anybody. This is of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, we will speak about this special light now. If everybody is with us, we'll speak about this special light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ اللَّهُ نُورُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ مَثَلُ نُورِهِ كَمِشْكَاتٍ فِيهَا مِصْبَاحٍ الْمِصْبَاحُ فِي زُجَاجَةٍ الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم. One of the most beautiful verses in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He is the Nur, or He is the provider of Nur for the heavens and the earth. Then He gives an example of His special Nur. And let us understand this example. In the days before we had these artificial lightings, these fluorescent tubes and other form of lighting we have today, they would use oil lamps. And these oil lamps, they would place them in such a way in the room to benefit with the light of this lamp that it would shine its light in every corner of this room. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an example of this light and says that مَثَلُ نُورِهِ كَمِشْكَاتٍ. An example or parable of His Nur is like a mishkat. A mishkat is a niche, a small recess or a hole in the wall, a small container on the wall. And within that container, within that niche, there is a lamp, an oil lamp. Now this oil lamp is within a glass. And this glass, al-misbahu fi zujaja. الزجاجه كانها كوكب دري. And this is not any ordinary glass. It's a glass which is like a twinkling star, a brilliant star. It's like crystal. It's so clear.